You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Hello, my name is Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show, and today we're talking about creating a legacy. Now, keep in mind, when you're creating this legacy in life, it could be raising a family and being very proud of that. Maybe having a solid relationship, one that, you know, lasts a lifetime. Maybe it's building a career or having a business. Whatever that is, we want to think about today, down the line, what is it that you want to be known for? And even building a legacy can be a personality. Who are you to people? Are you that boisterous clown in the room? Are you the empathetic person that everybody turns to? Are you the tech expert? So a legacy can be so many different things. We're going to be talking about that throughout the show. Also, stay with us in our next segment. We're going to be joined by Hannah Elizabeth, who lacks collagen in her body, and she's actually spent her entire life in a wheelchair, but has gone on to have incredible success, having a YouTube channel with, you know, thousands of people that tune in to her makeup tips. So stay tuned for that, and we'll hear about the legacy that she has built. And most of all, I want to make sure that, you know, beyond today's show, that you are supported. You know, make sure to go to livingfullout.com, or you can go to the App Store or even Alexa and look for Living Full Out Radio. Because I know sometimes what we talk about on the show, it's a lot of content and you might want to hear something again. So you're welcome to go back. And, you know, it's interesting. I've obviously built certain legacies, I guess Living Full Out being one of them and this show even being one of them. But you know, a lot of times a legacy is not built by one person. I even step back and I applaud the team on the show as well as everybody who contributes to my company, because as a team, we're so much more able to move things forward. And that's true even as a family, right? A mother and father oftentimes need grandparents and nannies and all sorts of people to do the work and do the home and make all the wheels turn. So when you're considering what your legacy is going to be and what you want to be, defined of and so forth, is you don't have to do it alone. And I am right there beside you to help you. I want to make sure that you're welcome to reach out to me at connect@livingfullout.com if you need some advice, some coaching to kind of get you to that next stage. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we do have a caller on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for calling in. How can I help you?
Hi, I had a question about motivation, and specifically, I have to do back exercises every day, and I just cannot seem to get myself to do them. And I was hoping maybe you had some steps that I hadn't thought of before.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why are you doing the back exercises? Do you have like chronic pain or some situation there, or just working out?
I have scoliosis, and because of that, I've had to have a couple surgeries. So, the scoliosis kind of pulls some muscles all the wrong way. So they're half of them are working and some aren't. So it's all about, you know, strengthening the core. And so, and you would think that not having pain would be a great motivator to do the exercises, but it just isn't.
Well, you know, it's interesting that I do get that, right? And so many people are raising their hands when it comes to working out and eating right and all of that. But let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a stretch of time where you know you didn't do your back exercises and then the pain was setting in and you were like, if I'd only done it?
Oh, every time.
Every time, right?
Every time. Or, you know, I'm like, oh, it's all my fault. I have to have another surgery. I didn't do my back, which of course my doctors say is not true, but yeah, of course. Every time I'm like, man, if I had just been doing my exercises.
So here's what I want you to think about. Two things, okay? Two things I want you to come away from today is, number one, you want to anchor those moments, those erg moments, the, oh, I should have done it, right? Those gulp moments, those are actually good moments in life. But if you don't anchor them, so the next time you feel that way, when you wake up in the morning or you're feeling tired or sore, you really want to say, you know, gosh, I know better. And really feel that pain. Really let it set in. And then even picture yourself, what if it wasn't just in the morning? What if it was every minute of every day? Really feel it. Feel yucky, how yucky it feels. Because the thing is because a lot of times, and I can tell you're a super positive person, which is great, but if you I can tell you have great energy. But if you don't anchor the moments when you're in pain and really take them seriously, really think, God, what if this was every second of every day? What if there wasn't the ability to do back exercises? What if there wasn't even the ability to have surgery? Mm-hmm. You know, that really sets in and you're like, well, I don't want that. I don't want that. And I'm going to do the exercises. But you got to anchor that moment. You really got to feel it. Then the other thing that you want to do is you want to put together some sort of a consequence. If you don't do it, what is the takeaway? And it's got to be severe enough. If I don't do it, I don't get TV for like 2 days. It's got to be severe, right?
That sounds good. Yeah, TV is a good motivator.
Right? Because right now a lot you're watching TV, right? But there's got to be something. And maybe even take your cell phone away. You know, I will have it in the morning. I will check messages, but I don't get it. And then the last thing is be very careful of the words that you say to yourself. Now, there's the words that you say to me when we're talking here, and maybe when you're with your friends, and because, again, you kind of have this bubbly personality that it might still be a negative statement at a high vibration, with an uptone, right? Mm-hmm. But it's what we don't hear you saying. It's what you say to yourself when you're alone.
Yeah.
Those are the words that you want to be careful of. Okay, because really you have the ability to do the exercises. And if you had to, you do have the ability through medical advancements to have a surgery. So the good news is you don't have to really be in pain. That's the good news.
Yeah.
Right? And so you have to say, I will do my exercises. I can feel more flexible. I can feel lighter, you know, no pain. And it's almost mantras. You have to create your own mantra for what you're going to say. Okay? I want you to do that homework, okay?
Okay.
You got this?
Yeah.
Are you going to do it?
I like that. I understand the whole thinking behind that. Yeah.
Good.
I like that. Yeah.
You're going to do great. And trust me, I was in an accident years ago where I broke four ribs, punctured my lung, and I fell on my back.
Oh.
So I appreciate and I can understand back pain, so I don't want you to have it. So if you have the ability to not have it, girl, you run with that. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much
for calling in. You got it.
Thank you.
Love that she called in about that, right? Because the thing is when we're considering our legacy, we don't want to be in pain, right? How can you function? How can you go after those dreams and goals? How can you live full out in life if you're in pain? Now, you know, sometimes there is chronic pain. Sometimes there's just going to be aches and pains of the body as we get older. But at the same time, we have the ability to work out. We have the ability to stretch. We can eat better. We can go to sleep a little bit earlier. And so just do what you can. And that will allow you to have the energy, have the abilities to achieve those legacies. So when we're talking about a legacy today, and as we journey through the show, I really want you to think about a couple things. How do you want to be known in terms of your personality, maybe your attributes, maybe your skills, what you're good at? What's your go-to? You know, I go to Nancy for. When I think of Nancy, she's blah, 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 you know? And if you're not sure what that is, reach out to a friend or two and say, you know what, when you come to me, why do you come to me? You know, or when you think of skills that I have, what are those? Okay, pinpoint that. Then you want to think about, gosh, if I could achieve one thing between now and my final day on this planet, just one thing, don't have a list of 10 things, pick one thing, what would that one thing be? Now, maybe it's a career something, maybe it's a promotion, maybe it's starting a business, starting a nonprofit organization. Maybe it's saying, you know what, I'm going to have that family. I don't know which way. I'm going to have a kid myself. I'm going to adopt. I'm going to foster. Whatever that is, have that one goal in mind and let's connect the dots for how you can build that legacy so that you can live full out and be proud of how far you've come. I know that's easier said than done, right? So stay with us. We're going to talk more throughout the show. We'll be coming right back with Hannah Elizabeth talking about, living in a wheelchair her whole life. But boy, isn't she a dynamo? I mean, she's got a personality to boot, but I'm telling you, she has gone on to build an amazing YouTube legacy. So stay tuned to hear about that. I am Nancy Solari. This is the Living Full Out Show, and we're all going to build that legacy together. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Hi, professional skateboarder Tony Hawk here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have the energy to skate through anything.
Nice play on words, Doc.
That's how I roll, Bugs. So whether you like to work the half pipe,
now that's catching air,
kick the soccer ball around, or dance in your room,
just move it your way
for an hour a day.
The way you like to move, as long as you're moving.
Carve out some time every day and get active. Because it's time to do a 180 on what you think exercise is.
Because it can be whatever you want it to be. So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
I'm Nancy Solari, certified life and business coach. I want to invite you to the Personal Development Bootcamp. During the bootcamp, we're going to be looking at taking those insecurities that you have and getting rid of them. We're also going to look at ways in which you can thrive and live a life full of purpose. Go to livingfullout.com/bootcamp, livingfullout.com/bootcamp to sign up. I believe in you, and here's to you living your life full out.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar.
One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends.
I was having fun with my friends.
I had one too many drinks.
I had one too many drinks.
I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road.
And all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road.
It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
It happened so quickly, the cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE. On the web at save.org.
I'm Alec Baldwin. Like any parent unconcerned about children's health, many kids don't eat as they should and are at risk for long-term health problems like diabetes and heart disease. But here's good news. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other low-fat vegetarian foods can protect our kids and keep the rest of the family healthy too. For a free booklet, call the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine at 1-877-685-KIDS or visit www.kidsgethealthy.org.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfullout.com. Now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about creating a legacy. I love this topic because it could be anything. It could be having strong relationships. It could be raising a family. It could be starting a business. It could even be, if you're not the leader, just being a really good team member and knowing that you've been a part of milestones. You've been a part of raising a business or raising a family. So a legacy can be a supporter as well. Now, it's, you know, each week we bring you inspirational guests that try to really illustrate this sort of theme. And our guest today, Hannah Elizabeth, she has done exactly that. While she does have her own disability and she's had a lot of hardships over the years, she found a way to create her niche, her place online where she could shine. And it wasn't about, you know, hardships or being in a wheelchair or, you know, anything that she had gone through. She could really design and be who she wanted to be. So I love her story and I want to welcome Hannah today. Hello, Hannah.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi. Hello, explosion of energy. Wow. I just like feel that. It's like went right through my body. Wow. I love it. Okay. So Hannah, you know, true to form, I mean, you really have built an amazing legacy, which we'll get to in a second. But can you share, because your condition is quite unique, and I know that you lack collagen in your body, but what is it called and what is it like? What do you feel?
Sometimes I have pain, sometimes I don't. It just kind of depends.
Mm-hmm. And is there a name for what you have?
I have osteogenesis imperfecta.
Really long name, but I'm going to take your word for it. No, I'm kidding. They always come with long names. Mine's retinitis pigmentosa, right?
I know.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, one of the things that's kind of interesting is you had your first wheelchair at 2 years old. I bet that was the cutest wheelchair ever. But what was that like, I guess, as a child, you know, watching all your other friends play on the monkey bars and run around and, you know, what is it like? Did you feel like you're on the outside looking in, or what was that like?
Sometimes I felt a little left out. I really did. But, you know, eventually as I got older, I found my group of friends and we would go off and do other things, but there were definitely times that I kind of wished that I could know what it was like to go on the monkey bars, most definitely.
Yeah, and you know, also sometimes, I mean, I'm really grateful for special ed programs, and
right.
When you were younger, you got put in that group, but your mind was sharp, and you were good in school, but they put you there because of your disability, but then they moved you into mainstream, into the normal classes, and Was that were you glad that your mom made that transition, or was that harder?
I was really glad because I really wanted to learn, and in those classes, we wasn't really doing typical schoolwork. They would just sit us in the room, and, like, we would watch, the Magic School Bus, and we would watch Barney, and I kind of kept complaining about it, and I kept saying, you know, if I wanted to do that, I could just stay at home all day. I want to learn.
That budding entrepreneur in you started early. I'm getting a sense of that fiery spirit of you. Now, I know that when you were 3 years old, that's when you really tried to kind of sit up and crawl for the first time, but you really weren't able to. At what age were you, you know, able to kind of have some ability in your body to crawl, to stand?
I was probably about 5 or 6 the first time that I ever crawled.
Mm-hmm. So 5 or 6 when you crawled?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And it really wasn't, I guess, crawling in a sense. I crawled on my back with my arms and my legs.
Okay.
Because I still wasn't able to roll over. I don't think I was able to roll over until I was probably about 9 or 10.
Okay. And everybody finds their way, right?
Right.
And those still must have been very exciting moments, right? Because you were out of the wheelchair. You were making strides.
But yes.
But what happened? What is it like over the years, I guess? Because sometimes you do pop yourself out of the wheelchair. You do sit-ups. You do try to stay active. But I imagine it's frustrating when the body doesn't work. Like, your mind wants your leg to work, but it doesn't work.
Oh, it's definitely frustrating. But, you know, I just take things day by day, and I try to focus on the things that I can do rather than the things that I can't do.
Mm-hmm. I get that. And as you were kind of growing up over the years, and I know this is always a tricky question, even for the fully able person, what was dating like for you?
It was kind of tricky. A lot of people can only see past the wheelchair. They can't really see the person.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were you did have one gentleman you dated for several months and so forth.
I did.
And what was that? Was that like? Was that pretty exciting? Like, finally, I understand. I get it.
It was very exciting at first. You know, I kind of thought, you know, hey, I found someone to be with, and I found someone that can accept me and someone that we can go and do things. But eventually, it just didn't work out, and that was kind of hard. But it was just kind of a lesson, I guess.
Well, and you courageously step out there. I mean, and you as a child have gone through all these milestones that you've seen other peers reach, and you've wanted to reach them too. For, you know, parents in our audience listening, how could they be more supportive to their children with disabilities like you were?
You know, I think the biggest thing is just really keep reminding your children that they can really do anything, and that, you know, if the world isn't going to adapt to them, then they need to find their own ways of doing things, and that's okay.
I love that. Because you had to find your own way, right?
I mean,
crawling,
yes,
twisting,
ma'am.
Turning. Yeah. And you know, I'm just curious with wheelchairs, because I know obviously your body, you didn't grow too much due to lack of collagen, but how, were you able to get wheelchairs pretty easily, like through insurance and stuff, or were they costly?
Thankfully, as far as I know, my insurance has always covered my wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know about approximately, I'm in the process right now of getting a wheelchair, a new one, and I know they can be pretty costly. They can cost anywhere from like $50,000 to $100,000.
Wow. And do you get a choice as to what type of wheelchair you have? Because I imagine everybody who's in a wheelchair may have different needs or different abilities with their arms and legs. And
yes. Actually, you do. And it's actually kind of overwhelming because there's a lot to choose from.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's better to have choices than not, right?
Exactly. So, yes, ma'am.
Now, Hannah, I want you to stay with us. We're going to go to a break, but her story continues to unfold. And, you know, everybody listening, today we're talking about building a legacy, creating that. What does it look like? And what I love about Hannah's story is, you know, she could have said, you know what, I'm going to just check out and I'm never going to be able to do anything. And building a legacy, I can't even walk. But you know what? This dynamo, I mean, nothing has stopped her. So I want you to stay in and listen closely, because how did she build a YouTube channel of over 15,000 viewers? Stay with us. I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. It's all about creating that legacy. We will be back.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, Amber Alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. But just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Look for the bare necessities.
The bare necessities of healthy living are easier than you think.
You better believe it.
And the food pyramid shows you the way. With just the right amount of exercise and the necessary grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Just the bare necessities of life.
So eat right, be active, and have fun.
Yeah, man.
For your own path to a healthier you, visit mypyramid.gov.
This is really living.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Nancy Soleri, host of the Living Full Out Show. I am excited to let you know that we are now associated with Alexa. If you have Alexa in your house and you didn't know that, go ahead and find Living Full Out because you can hear us anytime you want, and we're there for you to keep you motivated. Go to your app store because we're located there as well. Just look for the Living Full Out radio show. It's important to us that we put out really inspiring programming, but we want to make sure that you have it at your fingertips when you need us most. We never know when those challenges are going to come, when we're going to feel lonely and need that motivation. So just know that when you need us, we're here for you. Check out Alexa, the app stores, or go to livingfullout.com. Here's to you living full out.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow, right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait, communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about creating a legacy. And we have brought you an inspirational guest today, Hannah Elizabeth, who really is an excellent example of what it means to live full out. Lacking collagen in her body, she has, you know, been in a wheelchair her entire life, but, you know, she has not let that stop her from being positive, looking ahead towards the future, not letting all of these little hardships and stresses along the way in the days, you know, take her out of the game. She's fully in there and playing it full out. So, I'd like to bring Hannah back to the show. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So, hi.
You know, so Hannah, obviously, you know, first wheelchair age 2, you know, and there's been things that you've wanted to do, like race around on the playground or, you know, go out and do different milestones that others have. But I just want to give my sense, though, a little, my audience, some idea as to some of the things that you do need help with. Because I'm just kind of in the day of the life, like in terms of support, you know, who helps you with what?
Well, my mom is the main person that helps me, and I pretty much need help with dressing, bathing. I can't reach anything in our kitchen, so I have to have someone help me with that. That's
kind of all that.
Guess so.
Yeah. Well, mom is one of my best friends, so I love moms out there, yes. Right? I mean, they're yes. good. And I know today you're 25 young, and that's awesome. And I think your brother lives with you as well. But, you know, do you ever, because I know a lot of people with disabilities, and I'm with you because I'm obviously legally blind, a lot of times it's easy to worry about the future. Like, what happens when my mom isn't here? You know, what if? And how do you quiet those noises, those words?
You know, I have a really good faith that I'm always going to be taken care of. So I really don't worry about the future because I know that, you know, in the end, I have people who will love me and people who will step up and help if they need to. So I thankfully don't have to really worry about that.
Well, you are lovable, for sure. I can tell. Now, I'm curious. So you've built this YouTube channel all about makeup and health and beauty. And, you know, where did the young Hannah come up with this?
You know, I've always had an interest in makeup. My mom used to sell Avon, and I used to go to the meetings with her. And I, one day when I was younger, I always watched YouTube and always watched everybody else on YouTube. And I just decided to give it a try for myself because, you know, I felt like I have a passion for it. And none of that, nothing else really matters about how I look. I just wanted to get myself out there, and I wanted to help others with what I knew about makeup and help people express themselves.
I love that. I love that. And I could definitely use some tips from you. I mean, being legally blind, if I put makeup on these days, I look like a Kiss band member. It's not good. It's all caked on and all weird. But I admire people who know how to put makeup on and understand shadows and colors and how to make the eyes pop and the cheeks look perfect. And you know, I'm sure there's times that people may come up to you and go, you know, kind of give you that empathetic look, like, I'm so sorry, and how can I help you? And I'm wondering, do you ever have those moments where you look back at them saying, no, let me help you with your makeup?
Oh, yes, I most definitely do. I had one time a lady come up to me, and she was just giving me, like, the pity. She was just like, oh, I'm so sorry. I feel so bad for you. And I just kept looking at her thinking, you know, I would love to help you out with picking a right foundation because your face is a little bit darker than your neck. I wanted to help her so bad.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, one of the things that you've always kind of kept near and dear to your heart, and I do too, is a sense of humor, right? Because I can't tell you how many walls I run into, or, I mean, I always walk right into my couch, even though it doesn't move on me. It's just like they're there, right? And I'm sure you have your moments, right? But how do you find that sense of humor on those hard days?
You know, I have this theory that, you know, laughter is the best medicine, and sometimes it's just easier to laugh than it is to cry. So I try to find the humor or try to find something laughable in any situation.
Maybe you laugh so hard that you do cry, and then you got the twofer.
Sometimes I do.
Okay. Okay. And, you know, today, Hannah, we're talking about creating a legacy. And, you know, for so many reasons, you could have never done the YouTube channel. You could have said, oh, Mom, I love makeup and happy to go with you and support your career, but, you know, I'll just stay home. But you didn't do that. You rallied. You figured it out. You cracked the code. I mean, because social media is kind of a abyss of, it's not easy for a lot of people to get to 15,000 plus fans like you have. What made you create that? And what do you want to do with it? Where do you see it going?
You know, honestly, I really hope in the future that this expands and that maybe I'll get lucky enough one day to start my own cosmetic brand. That would be something that I would absolutely love, and to just really inspire others and keep sharing my story.
Mm. And how has your disability helped you be a better business owner, be a more creative thinker?
Yeah, when you have a disability, you have to really think outside of the box. And you have to, like I mentioned earlier, you have to adapt and you might have to do things a little bit differently. So I try to really just focus and I try to really just focus on what I can adapt and what I can better myself at one day at a time.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. And really, you said it best right there, one day at a time. I think for a lot of business owners or people who want to start an endeavor like you have done, they see the end game and they want the big lights and the big career, but they don't know the painful times in between. I mean, there have been many a times over my 12 years of living full out that, woo, things did not work. And I bet you've had those times too.
Yes, most definitely I have. And, you know, when things don't work out, I try to look at it as a positive. Well, you know, it didn't work out right now, but maybe it will one day in the future. Or maybe this just wasn't the path that I was supposed to take.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, because your business is obviously online, but how do you handle people who say things online that are maybe unkind or awkward? And maybe when you're around people in person, again, sometimes people put their foot in their mouth or they stare, or, you know, how do you handle those moments?
You know, I try to think about it as not everybody knows what it's like to be around someone with a disability. Oftentimes when I'm out in public, if someone is staring, I try to go up and say hello and try to introduce myself. And then I'll find that most of the times they were just really generally curious about me. But when it comes to online comments, you know, it's easy for people to say mean and hurtful things because they're hiding behind a screen. But something that I try to keep in mind is those people wouldn't normally say those things to your face.
Mm. Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I know that you are a woman of faith, but,
yes.
You know, sometimes when we're going through the years, right, and we wish things were different and we get a little bit angry and a little bit fussy, and I'm sure you've had those moments, you know, how important is faith to you in this process? But if you did ever fall a little bit away from your faith, what got you back on track?
You know, I try to look at it that you have to keep the faith in everything that you do, but when I was falling away from my faith, I found that I really wasn't happy and I was really, you know, angry all the time. But one thing that I try to keep in mind is that, you know, God has a purpose for everything.
Hmm. That he does. And
yes.
And I'm with you. I'm with you. I don't, you know, not everybody has to be of faith, but I know for me, when I'm in that zone and I'm feeling it, I feel these tingles on my arms, and I just know that I'm living that purpose, and I'm being true to my heart and true to myself. So I hear you on that. And again, our audience may have parents with kids with disabilities, or maybe it's someone at home themselves and they've been in a wheelchair their whole life like you have. And, you know, it's just really easy to be like, well, it was easy for her, right? Or
right.
But was it easy for Hannah?
Sometimes things aren't easy, but, you know, like I mentioned, I just try to take things one day at a time, and I just try to really just live life to the fullest. And life's not always going to be easy, and that's okay. Sometimes it's going to be hard, sometimes it's going to be challenging, and sometimes, you know, it's going to push you, but you just have to be resilient to it, and you just kind of have to learn how to push back and just get through your obstacles.
I love it. And again, today we're talking about creating a legacy, and we know that you have visions for where you want to take your business, but what does living full out mean to you?
Living full out to me just means, you know, living your best life, doing what generally makes you happy, makes you want to get up in the morning, makes you want to have a sense of living, and just that's living full out to me.
Hannah, you are honestly a light in this world and such a great expression of energy. I love it. So thank you so much for being on the show today. And
thank you for having me.
We'll be
me.
Wishing you all the best. And everybody check out her channel if you want those makeup tips. And report back. Let me know. Okay? Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you.
And, you know, what I love again about her story is she found an opportunity. She saw that, you know, her mom do makeup, and she admired that and she found something that she was good at. And then she said, you know what? I may not be able to go to a physical business every day, but I can create a business online. And you know what? This YouTube thing, I'm going to figure it out. And it starts with one like, one comment, one subscriber, and now she's at 15,000 plus subscribers. So the thing is, if she can do it, you can do it. Now, it doesn't have to be, again, a career. It doesn't have to be starting a business. It can be having a family. It can be buying a home. It could be taking that trip that you've always wanted to take. Maybe it's a 3-month, 1-year adventure. Whatever it is, figure out, what do you want in life? What would just light up your heart? What would bring you joy? What would make you feel like, you know what? All those other people can have their milestones, but I'm checking mine off. I got it. Let's figure out what that is and get that for you. And again, reach out to me at connect@livingfullout.com if you need coaching to kind of get you there. I'm here to help. And also, if you have an inspirational story like Hannah, let us know what you've overcome. We'd love to have you as an inspirational guest. Again, you can reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com. Make sure to give us your contact info and what you've overcome and what you're doing today. And we look forward to hearing from you. So today, it's all about creating that legacy. We'll be coming right back. I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. Stay with us.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys, check out my new video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
Pew, pew.
What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on, let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
I want to be
a
football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle.
Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
What? What about our plan to win the lottery and start living? You know, travel the world on matching yachts, wear enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacation on the French Riviera, and then buy it.
You know we're never going to win the lottery, right?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
When it comes to creating a legacy, you want to think about what are you naturally good at, those skills, those talents that just ooze out of you without much effort. But also think about, you know, how could you make a difference in other people's lives? How could you be the solution to their problems? When you can combine those two, now you're living full out and building an amazing legacy.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. Nancy is here as a guide to show you how to rise above obstacles and savor each moment. If you have a question, call in live at 800-333-0001. That's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we've been talking about creating a legacy. And, you know, sometimes it just starts with a thought. Of how could, you know, what impact could you make? How could you make people's lives better? I remember back when I was selling real estate, sitting right on my porch thinking, how could I connect the dots of helping others to achieve their dreams, their goals? I had seen many, many people fight over hardwood floors and all sorts of issues during their real estate transactions with me. And I realized, gosh, you know, people just want to be heard. You know, people want to achieve one or two or three milestones. They want to feel like they're advancing. So I'm super proud that this show has manifest on this topic, and hopefully you've been able to get some great ideas from it, and we will always be here to support you. Again, reach out to us at connectlivingfullout.com if you need support. Now, I am getting word from our producer that we do have a caller on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How can I help you?
College-age kids. They're all running around in terms of hanging out with their friends and not totally social distancing. So my wife and I have just been a little worried about, you know, what is it that we should do? What should we be doing?
For yourselves or for your kids? I'm sorry, I might have missed that a little bit.
I guess really both of us, because, you know, they're going around and they're generally being safe and around the same kids. But, you know, my wife and I are mostly staying home. So, you know, we're a little worried about their activities and, you know, but at the same time, we don't want them to stop, you know, being kids and having, you know, having a good time and, you know, enjoying themselves over the summer.
You know what? Actually, I love that you asked this question. And you know this. You know this as a parent. We know that we've been told this as children. But you can't control other people. You can only control yourself, right? But you know, I look at this time.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I look at this time as a time of reflection, meaning that everybody's hygiene habits have hopefully gone up a notch or two or 10, okay? We're washing our hands more, right? That's a good thing. And, you know, this has been actually some precious time for many families, where they've had time at home, night after night, watching Netflix or being around the kitchen table where normally it might be soccer practice or ballet practice or whatever, right? And so you want to look at the positives of that. Now, we can't stay inside our homes forever. We have to open that door. We have to walk out that door. But we have the ability to also, sadly, maybe get hit by a car or, you know, another health issue could sneak up on us, or it could be for some people, the virus, which, you know, they're always in my prayers, everybody who gets that. But the thing is you can't live in fear. So fear stands for false evidence appearing real. So you are fearing the what ifs. What if they get sick? You know, what if we get sick? What if something should happen? And it's hard to live full out in that cloudy space. So you want to take the love, take the adventure of your family, take the goals of your family, and apply that to not the what ifs, the woulda, coulda, shouldas, the we may never, you know, all those things that we say to ourselves, and they're going to take their cue from you. So it'll be just really important for you to be as positive as you can in supporting them to take little steps in being adventurous, little steps in seeing a friend here and a friend there. They might not go to a rock concert, right? They may not be in big groups, but you still want to find a way to live full out. You still want to find a way to feel like you're advancing in life, maybe creating that legacy, which is what we're talking about today. And I think if you do that, you know, you're going to give them those words of wisdom when they need it, and you'll be a safe place to fall also when they need that home. But thank you for calling in. And for everybody listening today, it's really about creating that legacy, that personality of who you are, signature to only you, the talents and skills that you have that you're just naturally good at. You don't even have to work to do it. You just love it. Maybe you're a cook. Maybe you're a tech person. Maybe you're a good listener. And you know what? If you are of an entrepreneurial spirit and you want to create something and build a business, go for it. And it's okay. If something doesn't work out, try another one and try another one. Many successful entrepreneurs have tried many different businesses and they don't hit it out of the ballpark every time. So put yourself out there, live full out, love big, laugh loud. That is what it means to live full out. Now, our entire Living Full Out family thanks you for listening. Make sure if you want to hear today's show again, go to livingfullout.com, or if you have Alexa, or if you want to go to the App Store, just search Living Full Out Radio. And again, on all of our social medias, we really put out a lot of great content, a lot of empowering stories, you know, pearls of wisdom to keep you going and keep you motivated. So check those out. And you know what? From me to you, I want you to go out there and build a legacy that just makes your heart sing. You know, finding that song of your life, finding that path that you can go down, and it's not bumpy, it's smooth, it's beautiful, it's just what's meant to be. When you hit that zone, now you're tapping into your purpose and you're living full out. Thank you, have a wonderful day, and here's to you living full out.
Thank you for listening to the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Soleri. To learn more about this program, visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Here's to you, Living Full Out.